Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
It's funny when people tell you that you look for like a celebrity, generally you're hoping they're going to say somebody good looking, you know? And then there's that moment when you realize that's not a flattering compliment at all. And
why
you start,
do people say it? Why would you go up to Jeff and say, man, you look like Chris Farley?
I know, right?
Why would you do that?
Good morning, Laura.
Hi.
People
tell me I look like Barbara Streisand.
Mm. That's not a good response, is it?
No, obviously. And it's opinion. A lot of older people think, you know, she's really beautiful. Yeah. And so they're like, no, that's a compliment, but I'm just not seeing it.
A lot of older people have glaucoma, too.
That's generally what they try to say also when they see the disappointment in your face. Hey, you look like Robin Williams. And you're like, oh, you're an ass. They're like, no. That's a good thing. He's good looking.
No, like, how about this?
I know you're BSing me.
No. It's a good thing. He's funny.
Yeah, thanks.
Really? Why do I have to look like him?
Hey, Stacy,
so you're on Gallagher, but
you're on all the hits Q100.
How you doing, Bert?
All right.
Check it out, man. I'm like 6 feet tall, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people always tell me I look like Emmanuel Lewis, a.k.a. Webster.
Oh,
do you have Webster's
man.
Face?
Yeah.
That's got to look funny on a 6 foot tall guy. I mean, we're not laughing at you. We're just laughing near you.
No, hold on a second.
Underneath.
No, we are. We're laughing at you.
Yep. Okay.
Oh,
thanks,
man.
See ya.
Oh, how did I even say it? Like, I'm trying to think if I ever said somebody looked like a ugly actor or something. No, you just don't say it.
Phil has one of these. Let's try and guess.
Oh, geez.
What celebrity Phil has been told he looks like?
Some sort of NASCAR driver.
Who?
No, I'm saying somebody that would insult you. I don't know.
I got to back Jeff up on the Chris Farley thing because I think any big guy gets the Chris Farley reference because I get it all the time.
Oh, come on. Really?
Yeah, that and my buddy George, he gets it too. I get Chris
you
Farley.
You don't look anything like Chris Farley.
You do something funny or you do a sporadic movie and you're like, dude, you're just like Chris Farley. I get that and Kevin James from King of Queens.
Dude, I've gotten Kevin James before too.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if you're bigger and you're funny, they got to, you know, associate you with a fat comedian.
I've gotten Carney Wilson before the surgery. They've given me that, so I think it's just a big person thing. Mama Cass.
Candace, you're on all the hits Q100, hey?
Hi. I've been told that I look like Maya Bialik, the actress who played Blossom.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Oh.
I always get her and Punky Brewster mixed up because one of them's hot now.
Punky Brewster is hot.
Yeah, that would be Punky Brewster.
Soleil Moon Frye.
Oh, you're the other one.
And Maya Bialik she was a handsome fellow.
Good looking dude. Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
Hi.
I have been told Ricky Lake, but the thin Ricky Lake, which is non-existent, and I've been told, Jeff just said it, Carney Wilson, but, you know, after the surgery, it's really not making it any better.
That's jacked up, man. And you know that disappointing, you know, that time period where someone says, you look like, and you're hoping for somebody that's really good looking, and they come out with Carney Wilson, and it just ruins
thanks.
Your day.
You're like, Demi Moore. This always happens, like, especially like if you're in a bar situation, the person's a little lit when they come up to you. So at the time.
Not seeing straight anyway.
They're already invading your personal space. You're feeling their humidity.
Yeah.
And,
and they're like, you look like, and they're the ones that, like, over apologize if you're insulted by what they say. No, look. And then they come up with somebody else that is just as bad.
Hello, Kelly. You're on all the hits Q100.
Hey. I've been told that I look like Rosie O'Donnell, which was extremely devastating because I've always been a pretty hot-looking girl until I went home with a bartender and got used to that kind of life. And
what happened that night? What did that bartender serve you?
I was depressed for weeks.
Put you in the basement and just throw you nothing but angel food cake?
No, just drinking a lot and eating barfi.
Oh, is that? Oh, my poor thing.
I'm sorry. Hey, got me motivated. It's better now. But the thing is, I have long strawberry blonde hair, and I'm just like nothing. I look absolutely nothing like her.
That is a funny bit for Phil.
What's that?
Just send him out on the street to go up to, like, you know, go up to, like, a really tall black guy and go, you know who you look like? The dad on Family Ties. What was his name? and just have it be not no even one in, close.
What's up, Casey?
Hey, I was just going to say, we were in the grocery store the other day, and my son, he's 4, and this guy's walking by us, and he goes, "Hey, you look just like Shrek." And I was like, "Oh, honey, I don't think that was very nice." And I think the man got mad, actually. He, like, looked at him. I was like, "Oh, no, that wasn't a good thing." And
he got mad because your son called him a green ogre.
You can't get mad at kids, though.
Like, they have immunity. They don't know any better.
Every time my kid sees an older man with a beard and a mustache, he yells out Santa Claus every single time. There's nothing you can do about it, man.
I think Shrek, Santa Claus, I think those are two different.
Yeah.
Either way, you're kind of screwed if you're on the receiving end.
Santa Claus is like a legendary, you know, American or you know,
jolly fellow.
Folklore, and Shrek is an animated green ogre.
Okay, now I see the difference.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.